This is an interview for the Archives of American Art, so the Smithsonian Institution. The interview was with Edith R. Wiley on the March 9th, Tuesday, 1993, at Mrs. Wiley's home in the Brentwood area of Los Angeles. The interviewer is Sharon K. Emanuele. This is tape number one, side A. Okay, Edith, we're going to start talking about your early family background.
Okay.
Okay, so what's your birth date and place of birth?
Place of birth, San Francisco. Birth date, are you ready for this? April 21st, 1918. Though next to Beatrice, that doesn't seem so old.
No, she's having her 100th birthday, isn't she?
Right.
And you were born... Did you say that already?
San Francisco.
San Francisco, right.
Yeah.
Tell me about your grandparents. I guess it's your maternal grandparents that are especially interesting.
No, they all were.
They all were, okay.
I mean, they, if you call that interesting, they were all anarchists. They came from Russia.
Together? All together?
No, but they knew each other. There was a group of... Russians, Lithuanians, and Russians who were all revolutionaries that came over here from Russia, and they considered themselves intellectuals. And they really were self-educated, but they were. And some very famous people came out of that group in terms of artists and playwrights, different kinds of people, musicians, many musicians.
Do you remember any of those names?
Well, Arthur Schwartz comes to mind, and he was a motion picture producer, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Sidney Howard was another one. These are both in the motion picture world. I know they were out of that group. I'm trying to think of the... Oh, dear. I'm having trouble with names lately, so I can't give you the names of some of them. But they were...
When did they come?
Let's see. It must have been around 18... in the late 1850s. My mother was born in 1860. So it was before that because she was born in America. And my two aunts, her sisters, were born over there. Mm. And then my father's parents also came around the same time, and they formed these groups in New York, and they used to get together and read books and sing songs for each other, play the piano for each other, violin, all the instruments, and it sounded like they had a marvelous set. And most of them were anarchists and have revolutionary discussions. And there were really two kinds of anarchists. There were the kinds that were the bomb throwers and the ones who really just advocated changing things and doing away with legalities, but were not the bomb throwers. At least I can say that my half of the family, my side, were not the bomb throwers.
How did they feel about the United States? They just thought there were too many laws?
No, this was mostly a reaction to Russia, of course, but they carried that over to here, and they didn't believe in anything like legalized marriage. They were against that. So they lived together as common law husbands and wives. And I must say that they stuck together as more than any contemporary people you can think about, except that there were love affairs going on. And I know that my grandmother, on the maternal side, was very much in love with, what's his name now? Alexander, begins with a B, the last word. But anyhow, he was supposed to kill Carnegie. And he missed. He tried to shoot him.
Was he a Russian also?
He was Russian, but he was an upper class and he was not a Jew, which my parents all were. But they were also totally non-religious. Mm-hmm. They didn't believe in organized religion anymore, although I know that they started out.